Welcome to Ginspired, brought to you by theginshop.ca. This podcast will take you on a journey into the world of gin, where you'll experience this versatile spirit in ways you never thought possible. Now the host of Ginspired, Heather E. Wilson.
Hello and welcome to Ginspired, where we talk about and celebrate everything about the wonderful juniper-laced spirit called gin. I'm your host, Heather E. Wilson, and on today's episode, I welcome back to the show Scott Thompson, founder and distiller of Mad Laboratory Distilling, located in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And today we catch up, see what they've been up to since we last spoke, learn about maybe some new things that are happening soon, of course, their gins, products, so much more. Welcome back, Scott.
Hey, good to be back. It's been a little while.
So. It has been. I can't believe literally how fast a year goes.
I don't even know what time is anymore. What is even? Yeah. It's been a year or 10 years or 15 years or 5 minutes. I'm not really sure.
Exactly. Well, as you know, with all episodes, we like to start by sharing what we are drinking today. And I know you have something yummy. So, Scott, what are you drinking right now?
I've been playing around with some fun little carbonation tools that a friend of mine dropped off for me. So I've been making some little cocktails for myself here. And I've got gin and juice-based one. So we got a little pineapple, a little passion fruit, and our newest gin, which we'll be talking about a little bit later, and then flash carbonated. So we got a little bubbles on it, but it's a real light, refreshing gin cocktail that I've been enjoying a lot lately.
Wow, that sounds delicious. I love it. It is delicious. Pineapple.
It's a good combo.
Absolutely. Well, I'm having something not quite the same, but slightly similar. And it's actually your gin smash, which is a cocktail recipe on your website. So if anyone is looking for the recipe, it is actually on the Mad Lab Distilling website.
A little bit of grapefruit in there. So similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. I like to use the grapefruit mint combo. So it's gin, not much simple syrup because I don't like mine.
Just a splash, just enough to round out the profile. You know, you don't want it to be cloying or anything like that. But that's the combo we do is, I think we do for like a nice tall Collins glass, like a nice 12 ounce, do maybe a half ounce of simple syrup at most. Just enough to add a touch of sweetness to it and kind of bring out some of the flavors.
Exactly. Yeah. With just a smidge of soda to give it that little fizzy. And it is. It's great, too. I mean, we're not quite yet to summer, but I like to pretend.
You know what? It could be summer anytime if you're having gin.
Exactly.
It's pretty nice out here right now. It's super windy, but it's very sunny. So it's beautiful where I am. So
I'm sure it is. And you have like cherry blossoms and things, right?
They're everywhere, man. It's an infestation. We got to deal with them. Us poor Vancouverites in March, you know?
Yeah. No, the rest of the country is not feeling sad for you.
No, I don't imagine. Or sipping gin the same way we are.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So it's been about a year since we last spoke. So why don't we do like a little recap for our listeners and tell them, you know, about your story. You know, where did you come up with Mad Lab name and how did it all begin?
The Mad Lab thing is real easy if you actually come down and see me, because anyone who kind of knows me knows exactly where that name came from. We're very much mad scientists here. We like to experiment and do weird and crazy things that, you know, try to do things nobody else does. And we're always trying something unique. There's always a million, you know, if you look at our bar, we've got countless jars of botanicals and different things sitting waiting for the next project, just to sort of testing out where we're going to go with it and what's going to happen there. But yeah, we're just kind of mad scientists doing our best to create the best spirit we can.
Awesome. And so when did you start the distillery? Like when did it all?
Very end of 2014. So we're coming up on 10 years now. Yeah, we've been around for a minute. People always ask me if it gets easier and I tell them I don't know what that means. It's been a challenge and a struggle the whole time, but we're still here. So that's means something, right?
Oh, you're doing something right, for sure.
Apparently. So people seem to like our spirits. So I mean, the biggest thing for us is just trying to get noticed, being as small as we are. And, you know, it's one thing to focus on the craft and the art of creating, you know, in my opinion, amazing spirits is one thing. But when you're fighting against companies and producers that put millions and millions and millions into marketing, it's very much an uphill battle all the time. So, you know, we're always happy to shows like this and get out there and, you know, help people learn a little bit more about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do our best to get the word out to help you and other small distilleries too. So, okay. So let's talk first about your existing gin products. And then we'll talk about all the cool and exciting news.
Sure. So on our main Mad Lab brand, we have two premium gins. We've got our Gin 6, which is our 6 botanical. Cucumber and dill is sort of the standout botanicals. And that one's a very green, vegetal, spring fresh. Is that the one you're using right now for the Tom Collins?
Yes, yeah? Absolutely.
That's the best for citrus cocktails. It really tastes like that fresh cut grass, spring garden. You know, it's really green and fresh. We have a Gin 8, which is our 8 botanical gin. And that one is grapefruit and hibiscus. So very bold citrus. That grapefruit really, really comes through. And the grapefruit and hibiscus are actually infused after, so you get a bit of a pink color to it. It does tend to drop out a little bit over time because it's all natural colors and everything. But yeah, it's got this nice, beautiful little pink hue to it and very, very citrus and bright, like really bright and lots of strong citrus notes there. And then we also have our Barman's line, which we do a vodka and a gin, which is really geared more towards, you know, use in bars where you just need a utility gin, you need a utility vodka. They are meant to be easy to handle, easy to work with, very versatile. So a little bit more towards the London Dry style, more London Dry botanicals, but done in a New World style. So a bit lighter with that single malt base. So it's got a little bit of that Janvier sort of, you know, characteristics to it, but makes a really great cocktail. And it does tend to be very versatile. It doesn't have too many clash points. It doesn't have too many things that it sort of doesn't work well with. So that's our current lineup. And, you know, we've started with the Gin 6, which has been a phenomenal product. It's got us some gold medal wins on that one.
Yeah.
We are super thrilled with it. It's very delicate. It's very subtle. So really good for martinis, dry martinis, sodas. Tom Collins is kind of another one we go with, Origin Smash. So we always kind of keep it really light with that one. We keep it away from tonic. It tends to wash it out. So that's sort of not the gin and tonic gin, whereas the Gin 8 can hold up to the tonic a little bit more. It can hold up to a bit of a stronger mix because it's got that bold citrus that really kicks you hard when you sample it. It's got a nice little bit more body to it. So yeah, so I don't know, not everybody knows the ins and outs of the technical behind, you know, distillation and the different techniques that we use and stuff. So we use pot distillation, we use maceration method, which we find gives us exactly the flavor profiles that we want. But what you do get with that is you get a bit of residual from the original base grain. So we use a single malt base. So, you know, most similar, if you're kind of looking for similar characteristics, would be, you know, some of the Scottish gins that are coming in. Because usually most of those are based from Scotch distilleries that are using pot stills. They're using the same base grain. So you're going to get some of that come through as well. But what we find is with that, the advantage we get is, you know, personally, I like a little bit of that flavor to it. I enjoy it. I think it gives it a nice texture, but it also makes the final product and a lot of our spirits sort of as a defining factor is they're very smooth. So if you are drinking them in a martini or straight up or just on the rocks or sort of, you know, just with a little splash of soda, you know, you're not going to get that harsh burn. You're not going to get that really bad, like kind of acetone, intense, like fire breath, like you're drinking just pure ethanol. So we are really proud of that in terms of the, you know, final feel and texture of the products that we put out. So we've kind of come into our own using that product. That's the product that we're comfortable using. That's the product that makes the end result that we're happy with. And we always just, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So compared to, let's say, 8 years ago, maybe not quite 9 years ago, but 8 years ago, you'd already been established a teeny bit compared to now moving into your almost 10th year or basically your 10th year. Mm-hmm. Very soon. What are the difference in the challenges? Like a startup, very different than 10 years, right?
Yeah. One of the biggest challenges we've had is just cost. The costs have gone up across the board. Right, so it's right. Like, you know, the amount of sales that I needed to survive 5 to 6 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, if I had doubled what I needed 10 years ago, doesn't even scrape the bottom of the barrel now. And it's increased costs. It's like, you know, we expanded our space just a little bit in our building, you know, increased equipment, you know, increased production, things like that. But also on top of that, like, you know, the increase in cost and excise, which is going up again at the end of the month. It's one of those things where the biggest challenge for us kind of ongoing is we're growing, we're constantly growing, but it's, are we growing fast enough? You know, are we growing fast enough to outpace all these other cost expansions as well? Are we outpacing the market? You know, are we outpacing the cost of the market? For us, there's never been a let up on the fight in terms of trying to get a bit of market share, trying to get a bit of people knowing us out there. And so that part of it has never changed. It's always been fighting to get noticed. But yeah, it's definitely, it's been so gradual for me that I haven't noticed it until I look back at like photos from 10 years ago. And I'm like, oh my God, how was I doing that? Oh my God, that's how was I doing it like that? Holy cow, I can't believe, like, we've got a proper brew house now. You know, when we started, we were brewing and we had this big tub that we would brew our grains in and stir it by hand. And everything was, you know, completely done by hand. And it still mostly is, but, you know, now we've got a, you know, bigger tank that we can use, and it's got a proper, you know, drainage system and all these things that are just make life easier and allow us to increase our production and increase what we're doing. But then again, like, you know, it used to be selling everything myself, going out there hand selling everything, which was great. And then, like, you know, I couldn't keep doing that. So now we have a company that does our sales for us, which is great, but that's another expense. So it's just, it's always that, like, all the way. You know, the sales and the expenses are just inching themselves up all the way. So, you know, maybe one day we'll crack ahead of it and we'll be a little more comfortable. But until then, we're just going to keep our head down and fight as hard as we can.
It's like the two steps forward, one back kind of thing.
Yeah. Or sometimes they go more backwards, but, you know,
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's talk about the news. Tell me what's been going on, because it's been a while. So, and I know you have some great things going on. So what's new?
I mean, the big thing for us, gin is important to us. Our kind of main focus has always been whiskey.
Yes.
And so we've started getting some medals for our whiskeys now. We've started getting some recognition. Last year was the first year that we had our whiskey out. And now we are just on release number 7 right now, which I think is far and away the best release and best whiskey we've produced yet. So that's kind of a bit of a focus for us. But a lot of that is, like, we have barrels stashed everywhere we possibly can. So that's something that we're focusing a lot on. But as far as the gin goes, we do have a new gin that we just finalized, and we're going to start bottling, oh god, maybe tomorrow. But hoping I can bottle it tomorrow if I've got time. Well, we're not going to announce quite yet who we're working with, because it's a pretty well-known local organization here that's very well-known in the culinary world. Kind of collaborated with them to create a new gin, which I'm really excited about. The main reason I think that I'm excited about this is because it kind of fills out our portfolio. You know, so we've got the Gin 6, which is green, fresh, you know, that really vegetal, nice one. We've got the Gin 8, which is very citrus forward, bright, refreshing that way. And this one that we come is much more spice forward. So this one is going to be a little bit darker spices. We've got, just to touch on the botanicals, the usuals, juniper, coriander, we've got a bit of fennel, some royal cumin and black cardamom, angelica and black peppercorns, bay leaf, things like that. And then the citrus we're using is actually, we're doing a burnt orange. Mm-hmm. So we're actually torching orange peels ourselves and getting them right in there, which
Holy cow.
So it's got this really fresh garden from the Gin 6, bright citrus from the Gin 8, and now, like, warming spice from this new one that's coming out. So it's got this really nice sort of warming botanicals,
right.
Still more on the subtle side, as is our style, but definitely comes through. Like, that's what I'm doing with my cocktail here. And I was pouring some of this for some friends, and they were like, wow, this is, like, you can really get these botanicals. I mean, this is what gin did you use? They recognized instantly it was a brand new gin. And I said, you know, show them what it was. And then, holy cow, like, you know, these, it's more spice forward, but almost thinking when we're cocktailing with it, think like mulled wine. It's spice forward, but it's also bright and fresh and fruity, and, like, it's got kind of a lightness about it, which is really fun. So I'm super, super excited. We're going to start teasing the release of that very shortly. And then we're going to do a proper launch probably mid-April is what we're looking at. So depending on how our schedules and everything time out, we'll do a pretty big event with that, with some pairing dinners and stuff like that, and get everyone introduced to the new product. So,
So will that be a limited edition? Or a full on, it stays in your, well, I mean, nothing necessarily ever stays in your profile, but
we're going to start with it just with this group that we're working with. And then we are going to open it up a little bit. We're going to do some retail out of the distillery to start. And then from there, we'll start looking at doing some wholesaling, but we want to kind of get it established.
Of course.
Tied into the brand that we're collabing with first. And then, like I said, having some retail opportunities from the distillery. And then from there, if we're all happy with how everything's working, then we'll kind of start to expand it, get it onto store shelves a little bit as well, too. So
are you still doing your Negroni?
We are. Yeah, I actually out of stock of that one right now. So I'm actually waiting, because that was originally part of a collab project as well. So I'm just waiting on my collab partner on that to come through with the missing piece of ingredients that I need. But yeah, we'll be popping that one up again. The Blue Negroni, use the blueberry kombucha liqueur, which is something that we've pulled back on making, just because some of the products we make are very unique, which is a lot of fun to do. But at the end of the day, you know, people don't know what to do with it. And it's sort of this, it's very niche, right? And it's like, well, do we want to keep putting the effort into this very niche product, or do we want to kind of move on to something that grabs people a little bit more? So, but yeah, we'll be doing more than Negroni. We've got our regular cocktail series. So we've got, the Negroni, the Godfather, a couple old fashions. May dabble in doing another one, something in the Manhattan variety, something in there as well.
Okay, cool. So I guess it's time for a Gincident story.
A Gincident. Yeah. So I would say the closest to a Gincident that I've had recently is, I didn't put it on our main social media because I didn't want to gross anybody out, but had a little bit of a burn. I think most hands-on distillers have one or two, but I ended up, you know, disclaimer warning, it's a little gross. I ended up losing kind of about a good solid third to a half of the skin on the back of my hand kind of gone. Was disconnecting a hose and forgot to close a valve and basically got just a real aggressive blast of boiling water, which I learned is even if it's just a split second, that is enough to just do a lot of damage. So, and we've got video here, so you can
see.
Yeah,
we do. I can see it. It's
healing up nicely. That was like 2 weeks ago. But yeah, they still in a pretty decent amount of pain, but it's like coming down gradually. But yeah, it was a hard lesson learned for sure. And a lot of my distiller friends, you know, all have a similar story, but you know, it teaches you definitely respect process and the heat and the equipment that you're using. It not to be messed around with. If you drop your attention for even a second, you can really do some damage. I was pretty lucky, you know, it wasn't too bad in the end, you know, very, very painful, but I was okay. And well, didn't go into shock or anything, but we could call that a gincident.
That's, you know, definitely a gincident. You donated, you know, your flesh.
It's the literal blood, sweat, and tears, you know, that we put into making a fantastic gin and whiskey and all that stuff. So you don't get to see that in the large producers.
No.
They use somebody else's blood, sweat, and tear. They import it.
There you go. You know, yeah. So for everyone listening, you know, the smaller distillers, they put their...
We put our lives on the line.
...into this so that you can have an epic cocktail. So...
Yeah.
So we're just about at time. Is there anything else you'd like to share about anything?
Can't think of anything off the top of my head other than the kind of usual stuff that we discuss. Very excited about the summer season, hoping we can see a lot of people out there supporting local craft of all kinds. I'm seeing so many other new distilleries come up and sort of put their hat into the ring, and super exciting. But at the same time, we're also seeing closures as well, right? We're seeing in our area, we've seen a handful go down in the last 6 months or so. And, you know, there's a couple more that I know are kind of in the process of doing that as well. So just one of those things is, you know, if you like local, if you like craft gins, you got to get out there and support it and share it with your friends. And, you know, because we're basically all just doing our best, and, you know, without supportive customers that enjoy our products, it gets harder and harder for us. So that's the main thing. It's just get out and drink some gin. The other thing too is, even if, you know, you can't afford to drink premium gin all the time or anything like that, we always love the social media tags, likes, posts, shares, stuff like that. For someone as small as us and other small producers, it does an amazing amount of good. You know, it does more good than I think people realize. And I'll be sitting there on Instagram, and you know what, take a break and I'll look at it and like, oh, this person liked me. Oh, this person shared. Oh, it was great. Like, we may not get out and say it, but we all really, really, really appreciate it. We do see that sort of stuff all the time, right? So it's something definitely, I mean, even with what you're doing too, is, I'm sure, an important thing, right? So
for us, honestly, and everyone listening, the reviews and ratings that we get, they literally translate into downloads, like, because Apple or Spotify, for example, they rank you by how many ratings you have.
Exactly.
Everybody, well, listen, go right now and give and rate us.
For us too, if people see, you know, they'll look up, oh, hey, local distillery, and they'll say, oh, look, 200 five-star reviews for this place. I'm going to go check them out, right? You know, it's a free way that you can help support local industry. You can help support small business, and sort of the reviews and stuff like that aren't going to make a difference for a, you know, large producer. They don't care. They don't notice. Just all aggregate for them. You know, for us, we notice, we care, we love, you know, when you do share and like and comment. So yeah, as much of that as you can.
Absolutely. All right. And there you have it. Everything you wanted to know about Mad Laboratory Distilling update and other cool new stuff coming out, all their existing cool stuff and yummy stuff, whiskey, gins, and, you know, so, so much more. Thank you, Scott, for being here today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Yeah. And thank you for listening. As a quick reminder, be sure to leave us a review and check out the show notes for links to Mad Laboratory Distilling and theginshop.ca for all your gin clothing and novelty needs. And your ratings and reviews really do make a difference. Thank you. And until next time, remember, love is like a bottle of gin, but a bottle of gin is not like love.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Ginspired, brought to you by theginshop.ca. If we've ginspired you, let us know by leaving us a comment and a review, or drop us a note at heather@theginshop.ca. We may even read your email or feature your ginspirational story in an upcoming episode. And remember to follow us on social media. Until next time, let the party begin.